AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump will be in Georgia tonight for a rally on the day before two Senate runoff elections. At stake, a majority in the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence is already in Georgia.
Georgia needs two senators that will get in the way of the radical agenda of the Democratic Party and fight for Georgia's values every day.
The president's visit comes days after he spoke on the phone to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and pressured him to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's victory in Georgia. Raffensperger says tonight cannot be about the president.
President Trump, you know, needs to make sure that he really encourages people and spend more time tonight talking about getting people out to vote than worrying about what happens on Wednesday. Wednesday's all about him and where that goes with the presidency, but tomorrow is all about our U.S. Senate.
Legal experts say the president's behavior raised questions about possible election law violations. Congress meets Wednesday to affirm the Electoral College results. Sandra Lindsay, the first nurse in the U.S. to receive a coronavirus shot, received her second dose.
The initial study was done using two doses of the vaccine. So I feel like I've completed kind of the marathon. I've closed the loop.
Government officials report vaccinations have accelerated after a sluggish start. Kuwait's foreign ministry announced Saudi Arabia will lift a years-long embargo on Qatar, opening its air and land borders in the first steps toward ending the Gulf crisis. In a farewell letter to Congress, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos urged lawmakers to reject President-elect Joe Biden's education agenda while imploring them to shield Trump administration policies that Biden has promised to eliminate. Slack, the messaging service used by millions of people for work and school, suffered a global outage today, the first day back for most people from the holidays. This is AP News. A British judge rejected an American request to extradite WikiLeaks' Julian Assange to face espionage charges.
A district judge rejects allegations Assange is being prosecuted for political reasons or will not receive a fair trial in the US, but argues his mental condition is such that it would be oppressive to extradite him to the US. The judge adds his precarious health would likely deteriorate further under the conditions of what she calls near total isolation he would face in a US prison. Her assessment is that Assange is a depressed and sometimes despairing man, but one which could circumvent any suicide prevention measures taken by the American prison authorities. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A healthcare venture conceived by Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan to attack soaring costs is dissolving. Haven will end operations by the end of next month. No reason was given. Ed Donahue, AP News.